We all love stories about happy families and idyllic locales, but what if your childhood was less than ideal? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new memoirs about growing up under complicated circumstances. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. The first thing to know about Sex, Cult, Nun is that the lurid title doesn't remotely capture the flavor of Faith Jones' thoughtful, carefully recounted memoir. Not to imply the book is not disturbing, but there are definitely no nuns. Jones was born into the religious cult founded in 1968 by her grandfather, David Berg, originally called the Children of God, later changed to the Family, after one of many rounds of well-deserved bad publicity. This was no tiny splinter group of crackpots, but rather a highly organized international group that ran for almost 50 years with an average of 10,000 live-in disciples in 170 countries. They refer to the outside world as the system. The people who live in it are systemites. To them, the system is a moral cesspit. So it's hard to know what word to use for their law of love, a doctrine of complete sexual freedom that until 1987 encouraged sexual relations between adults and children. By the age of 10, the author had already been instructed by her friend Uncle Jeff in what we might call on public radio manual stimulation. She had also appeared with her mother in a video called Asian Angels Volume 2, confiscated by the government as child pornography. This is the tip of the iceberg, but there's a lot more to this book than horrifying sex stuff. The author's absorbing, meticulously detailed description of her early life with her 8 siblings in Macau and later episodes in Thailand, Hong Kong, the U.S., and Kazakhstan recall both The Glass Castle and Educated. The extreme poverty, hard work, and over-the-top physical punishment are balanced by a child's eye view of a fascinating, unfamiliar world. And the story of how she escaped and dealt with all the damage is a riveting one. Lee Tran's House of Sticks is another story of resilience and of the unbreakable bonds of family. It begins when the author and her family were relocated by a post-war humanitarian program from Vietnam to Queens. With very little English, no money, and a father deeply traumatized by years in a POW camp, the family now faced malnutrition, acute poverty, and winters without heat. Tran divides her childhood into two parts: the sweatshop era, when the 6 of them worked together to make silk cummerbunds in their tiny apartment, and the nail salon era, where they tried their luck as business owners in one of the city's roughest neighborhoods. Once she started school, the author realized there was a solution to at least one of her problems. She was nearsighted. She just needed glasses, and she'd be able to see like everyone else. Unfortunately, her father was absolutely convinced that glasses were a government conspiracy, so Tran endured years of headaches, eye strain, and near blindness. Despite the fact that she could never see the board, she earned entry to an elite high school, followed by a full scholarship to college. But it is then that the stress she was managing bubbled over, and she fell apart. The journey back from her breakdown involves a determined mentor, some crowdfunding, and a very unusual Prince Charming. Akin to the sprawling Buddhist altar Tran's parents faithfully construct in their apartment, House of Sticks itself is an altar, a tribute built piece by painful piece, cloaked in love.
The books are Sex, Cult, Nun by Faith Jones and House of Sticks by Lee Tran. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.